We run Lamed Aleph and Aleph at the top. Bo Bayom Dorish Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hurkanis Shelo Ovad Iyuv. Right, Iyuv only was Ovid Meira, not Meava. So because of the Pasuk, even if you kill me, Lo Iyachil. So the Shaila is it written with a Vav or an Aleph? Even if you kill me, Lo, I still will Chalish for you. Or no, Lo Yochel. At that point, if I'm not going to get anything out of it, forget it. So Mar says, "Velech say hi Lo Ibalamid Aleph Ksiv Lohu Ibalamid Vav Ksiv Lohu." Right? Look and see what it's written. Aleph for Aleph. Mar says, "Velech the Ksiv Balamid Aleph Lohu." Right? Not every time it's written with Lamid Aleph does it mean Lo. Not, but it can mean Lo, meaning to him. Right, Ella Me'ata, if you say that every time it's written with a Lamed Aleph, it means not, how do you learn this pasuk? B'chol tzarosam lo tzar, d'chsi b'lamed Aleph, hachinami d'lohu, v'chitema hachinami, that means b'chol tzarosam lo tzar. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is not with them in their tzaras. Right, hachsi v'malach ponav hoshiyim, it says right after, malach ponav hoshiyim, so he's with there. So it must mean, lo over there means, Lo tsar, he has tsar, that we learn from there, imo anochi b'tsar. Ela mashmahochi u mashmahochi. Sometimes with a lamed aleph can mean lamed aleph, and sometimes lo, and sometimes lo, as if it would be written with lamed vav. So that's the shaila. What's it called? How do you learn over here? Could be it's written with lamed aleph, but sometimes the lamed aleph itself means lamed vav. Rashi v'lech zehai lo. V'amai omar hadover adayin shoku. Why do you say that it's not conclusive? It is conclusive. Go and see if it says Lamed Vav or Lamed Aleph. Hachi nami delohu, v'hachi kamer kra, eino choshish l'tzarosam, v'lo tzarba, the Rav Hashem doesn't suffer along with them. That's not true. It says, v'malach, panoshie. It must be that the Lamed Aleph over here means Lamed Vav. So too by Iyuv, we're not sure. It's written with Lamed Aleph, but does it mean Lamed Aleph or does it mean Lamed Vav? Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Nemer Yirei Elokim be'Iyov, Nemer Yirei Elokim be'Avraham. Ma Yirei Elokim ha'omer be'Avraham be'Ava, Af Yirei Elokim ha'omer be'Iyov me'Ava. It says, Af Yodati ki Yirei Elokim ata. But it doesn't mean a person who is a Yorei Hashem, because Avraham Avinu was a Madreg of Avas Hashem. So over here, the Yira means the higher Madrega of Yira. There's a lower Madrega of Yira, which we'll see in a second, that is Yira of Onesh, right, or Ava, Saschar. That's not the Madrega we're talking about over here. Yira over here is either Yira Saromimus, which is a Madrega beyond sometimes Ava, or Ava is the higher Madrega of, even higher than Yira Saromimus. Right, so that we're talking over here now, Yira is Yira Saromimus, or Ava is, it could be either a higher Madrega of that. So Avraham Avinu was Madrega of Ava. Here, Yira over here means Yira Saromimus, which leads to even greater Ava. The Avram Gufe Minola, how do you know Avram was Oved Mi Ava? To see Zera Avram Ohavi. So my Ben Oved Mi Ava, also Mi, what's the difference? If you do Mi Ava, you do Mi Yira. Iko hadetanya, Reb Shimon ben Lazar Omer, Godel haosam miava, Yosef min haosam miyira. Shazet toli le'elav dor. If you serve the Rosh of miyira, and here we're talking again, yira saromamus, the schus lasts for 1,000 generations. The zet toli la'alofim, and this schus lasts for 2,000 generations. La'alof la'alpayim dor. Hochatziv la'alofim la'ohavay la'shomrei mitzvosai. Next to the word ava is la'alofim, double. And connected to Shomrei Mitzvosai is the Elefdor. So Oved Meira is only 1,000 generations, and even though there haven't been 1,000 generations or 2,000 generations, but it means that that's the intensity of the Schus, so it has a greater effect even on before the 1,000 or the 2,000. V'hosom k'siv l'shomrei Elefdor. Hosom nami k'siv l'ohavav l'shomrei Mitzvosav l'Elefdor. Maisa says in the same pasuk, Ohavav and Shomri Mitzvosav is only Elefdor. Highly disomich leva, highly disomich leva. It depends which one's closer. If it's going closer to the Ohavav, it's Alofim. Closer to the Yireyim is Elef. Ano tre talmid de have yashvi kamei de rava. Chada omar le akarium bechalmoi merav tuvcha shetzafanta lireyecha. The two talmid sitting in front of rava. One said, I heard in a dream that they read the pasuk in front of me, merav tuvcha shetzafanta lireyecha. The chada omar le akarium bechalmoi. I heard in my dream, the yismechu kol chosei boch. La'olam yiranenu ve'eoltu becha ohavei shemecha. That pasuk. Omar lahu tarvaichu rabban and tzadike gemuri asun. You're both tzadikim gemurim, and that's why they're reading these psukim to you in your dreams. Mar me'ava me'ar me'yira. One is Ovid me'ava and one me'yira. And again, this ava and yira is high madregas, madrega of yira saromamus and ava sashem. See Rashi. The Avram ki yore elokim ata toli shusol dorosov. Lahogin aleihem ad alpayim dor. La alofim la ohavai. Somach ohavov la alofim. There the alofim comes after the ohavim, even though Yireim is also mentioned in the pasuk. But it's going specifically, and the ohavim is 2,000. The idach cross somach la elef dor el shomri mitzvos of the hainu meyira. And the other pasuk, and even though it mentions both, but it puts the elef dor next to the shomri mitzvos of, which is yira. The ein elu domim leporush mi'ava leporush mi'ira. This is not the same thing as we had before, which were negative things. Porush mi'ava, porush mi'ira. That's not the same ava and yira. The hano mi'ava schar mi'iras puranios haklolos va'onch. That was talking about the lower madrega of ava and yira. Ava sashar, yira ha'onesh. We're talking over here about the higher madrega of ava and yira. That's called Yiras Aromamus. The Yishadchu Kol Chos V'Yismechu Kol Chosei Boch Seifei Dikra V'Yaltzu Becha Ovei Shemecha. The end of the pasuk is that it's talking about Ohavei Shemecha. Okay, Hadron Lech Shem Shamayim, Hadron Lech Shem Shamayim, Hadron Lech Shem Shamayim. Misha Kinoi Ishto V'Nistra. Person had made Kinoi in front of Eden. And then she was Nister. Afilu shoma me'ofa poreach, yotzi v'iten ksuba divrei Rebbe Elazar. Right, even if he heard from an ofa poreach, and we'll see Rashi learns it means that she was Nister. There's no edus on the stira, but there's even edus of an edechod, apostle edechod. Right, or what's it called? We'll see one second what it means. Yotzi v'iten ksuba divrei Rebbe Elazar. This is Rebbe Elazar who holds you don't need edim on the stira. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, not that she was Tomei, not an Eid Echad that she was Tomei, but an Eid Echad, even Apostle Eid Echad, that she was Nister, that she was B'Yichud. We don't know what happened in the Yichud, but there's no two Eidim on the Yichud. That's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns that there's no Stira here at all. But Ufa Poreach said, just said that she was Nister. We don't have any Rayas that she was Nister. And the Eid isn't saying that, what's it called, that she, Bavali was Nister. Just the Eid is saying that, what's it called, Laz, Lashon Hara, what's it called, the rumor. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Sheyisu V'yitnu Bam Muzoros B'Levana. No, the, what's it called, he doesn't have to be Megarisher, until Ad Sheyisu V'yitnu Bam Muzoros B'Levana. Then she can't drink, even if she was Nister, and then he should get rid of her just because of, what's it called, Miyos Tov, that she's a woman that everybody's talking about. So it's not good to keep such a woman. See Rashi. Mishikina la v'nistra. Imla acher shikina la nistra. It's talking where she mamish was nistra. Afilu shoma meofa poreach shenistra. Right? That, even an eid echad comes and says that she was bestira, beyichud. Right? Yotzevi tinksuba. Rebbe Elazar letamei. And this is Rebbe Elazar leshitasa. Right? That we had in the first parak. The omer parakama. Stira lo boy edus. You don't need Adas on the stira. Right? All you know, have to know is that she was Nister. But otherwise, what's it called? You don't need Adas for the stira. Vafilu Eved, Vafilu Shifcha Nemonim. The Hainu Nami Ka Ofa Poreach. That's called Ofa Poreach. In other words, we know from Nemonis, even from somebody who's possible to Adas, that the stira took place. You don't need Adas on the stira. All you need is to know that it took place. So even an Eved, even a Shifcha, is considered like, or even a bird that flies over that tells us that she was Nistar is good enough. We what's it called? A mevarer that there was a stira. You don't need edus on the stira. The iskish letuma the kula mehenibah, because it's the stira. Rebbe Elazar holds is hukash to the tuma, And by tuma, even an erechod is neman on the tuma. Hilkach neseres olav, therefore she's also to him. Vimeino rotzel hashkosa yotzi mitink suba. So according to Rabbi Lezer, she goes through the process, and if he doesn't want to make her drink, she's also to him, and he has to divorce her. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad she yisu v'yitnu ba muzoros b'levana kolomar mishum stira she'ein ba beiz eidim einu neseres olav. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need eidus for stira, so she's not also to him because of the stira, and she doesn't have to go through the process b'chlal. Rabbi Yeshua l'tanei and Rabbi Yeshua goes according to his svara that he said in the first parak, domer mashkal pishnai, that you only have the process start when there are two edim on the yichud. Miu kishi yisu v'yitnu muzoros b'levona b'pritzusa mechur adovra v'teitze. But even if there's no stira, or there's no edus on the stira, but everybody's talking about this woman that she was mezana, there's no vade edus or whatever, just it's rumors. Dohafilu maya v'sulo batkiva, because even if there would be stira, and everybody's talking about her, we learned already that when Yisu v'yitnu muzoros alavana, belavana, that she, what's it called, the women speak about her in moon, at the moonlight, speak about her in the park, or pool, so then there's no shtia. So even if there was no stira, it's still mechur, it's not nice to keep such a woman. Kivitanya perakama, utahora hi veloshi Yisu v'yitnu ba muzoros belavana, that she possibly is tar, but not that everybody's talking about her, that she's tummy. Okay, so that's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns that this is not the machlokus in the first parak. Here it's talking where there was no stira at all. The shaila is, when is it mechur, right? When is it not a nice thing to keep a woman, right? If you had an eid echad who came and said that she was, not that she was nister, but an eid echad who's not that she was tamei, but ofa pareach stam, that there's a rumor that was brought out by an eid echad, or no, the rumor has to be a very well circulated rumor. That's the machlokis. Omer eid echad anira isia shenitmes. Now we're going to a different thing. An eid echad says, I saw that she was mezana, not stira, even worse than the stira. That I saw in the, I peeked through the window of the yichud over there, and she was mezana. So lo haisa shosa, right? She didn't drink. Just the opposite. She would, and then you, what's it called? She, he's believed that he doesn't get killed, but he has to divorce her. The lo od el afilu ever afilu shivcha harelu nemonim afla posel miksubasa, and she loses her ksuba too, right? Because the Torah believed in eid echad over here legabi the tumah. So there was no hasra, so she, and it's only an eid echad, she doesn't get nisa, but she's also to her husband, and she loses her ksuba. Chamosa ubas chamosa, vitzarosa v'yavimta ubas baila, right? These are women who hate her, right? Her mother-in-law and her mother-in-law's daughter, her sister-in-law from her, and her tzara, a co-wife, or her yavama, a sister-in-law who was married to her husband's brother, who conceivably could end up becoming her tzara if her husband dies without children. Ubas baila, and a stepdaughter. These are women who usually we don't believe them an aedus against this woman because they hate her. But over here, nemonos, they're believed at least to asa her to the husband. But lo leposla miksubasa. But we don't believe them that much to pass her from ksuba, since we know they hate her. Legabi the mamanus, we're afraid that maybe they're lying because they want to be makalkal her. But legabi the iser, we're choshish, and therefore she's also to her husband. Ela shalotishta doesn't drink and go through the whole process. That not. She's also to her husband. Shehoya bedin umayim edus rishona shein osar to iser olam einem iskayemis mepachas mishnayim. The first edus meaning kinui. Right, only she only becomes also to her husband with kinui and stira if there's at least edus on the kinui. And according to the way we paskin, in other words, the what Rabbi Yeshua, you need edus on the stira too. Right? So that doesn't answer her iser olam because she could always drink and get out of it. Right? So still you need two edim for the kinui and the stira. Right? Mishkeinu Mishkayim Pos Mishnaim, Edus Achrona Shol Sarto Isr Olam, Eno Dinshul Tishkayim Pos Mishnaim, should be a Kavachomer. Therefore, Edus that Mamish that she was Mazana, right, which asks her forever, there's no way out, so surely you should need two Edim. Talmud Lomer, the Eid, Einbo, like we learned the first parak. That aid means there's no aidus, but there is even one aid. So we learn from there that what's it called, that even one aid is believed, legabi the tumah. Call aidus sheyeshba, right, any aidus is what's it called, is pa'asasar. The chomer la'aidus harishon, the says, kal v'chomer la'aidus harishon, if that's the case, let's learn backwards. If once we know that even one aid asasar legabi tumah, right, so surely one aid should answer her legabi kinu in stira, my kavachomer leidus harishon lemeata umayim eidus achrona sheosarto isrola. The last eidus, in other words, the eidus on tuma, which answers her forever. There's no way out, right? There's eidus on tuma. That's it. She's also to her husband, and there's absolutely no process to go through to get out of it. And that harehi miskayemus beit echad, and that in eid echad is believed. Eidus harishon l'sheino sarta isarolam, eino din shetiskayim beit echad. So surely the kinui and stira, right, where there is a way out, she could drink, right. Surely that should be niskayim beit echad. Talmud lomar ki motza bo ervas dover ulahalan hu omer apishnayim edim yokum dover malahalan apishnayim afkam apishnayim. No, it's pasuk that tells me that kinui and stira have to be bishnayim. So even though svara wise it should be the opposite, but the Torah tells me not like that. And eid echad is believed legabi the tuma, but legabi kinui and stira you need two eidim. Eid omer nitmeis, the eid omer lo nitmeis. What do you have? A argument amongst eidim. One eid says she was nitma, he saw that she was tame, and one eid said, no, it's not true, I was there too, and there was no such thing, it didn't happen. So the halach is isho meris nitmes. The isho meris lo nitma, or not a fully qualified eid echad, but a woman who's normally not believed for eidus. She says, one woman says she was nitma, and one woman says lo nitma. Then hoisa shota, they cancel each other out, and we let her go through the process. Okay. In other words, there's two eidim on the kinui, two eidim on the stira. And one eidim comes along and says, I peeked in the window and I saw she was mezana. And the other one says, I peeked in the window and they were playing checkers. So they're contradictory. What went on in the room the whole time? Echad omer nitmeis, ushnayim omrim lo nitmeis. One says she was mezana. And two eidim come and say she wasn't mezana. Well, see, Rashi said it's talking about a special case, not where they just contradict each other, because the truth is that an eid echad, or what's it called, is believed like two, they should really cancel each other out. Because the one has a din of two. So what's the difference if two say she was not nitmeis, or one, right, that they cancel out. But it's talking in a case where the two say that with the time that the aide says he was there, he wasn't there. It's like a zomim. So they cancel out that aide completely. Not that they contradict what he says. We'll see you in a second. Shnayim omrim nitmeis, ve'echad omer lo nitmeis, lo hoysa shota. Right, so that case, right, echad omer nitmeis, shnayim omrim lo nitmeis, hoysa shota. Right, then we cancel out the aid who says that nitma, and she goes through the process. If two say she was nitma, and one says she wasn't lit nitma, then lo hoysa shota. Right, the two witnesses came first and said she was tame, then the one witness who comes afterwards is bottle, and she, what's it called, doesn't go through the process. Because we have two witnesses saying that she was coming. We learn any of the Rashi's yet? No. We just didn't learn Rashi, yeah? Mishakini love anistera. Im la'achar shakina love anistera. Afilu shomei ofa parea shanistera. Yotzevi tinksuba. V'rebelezel tamei. Do omra perakama. Stira lo boi edus. V'afilu evid. V'afilu shivcha nemoni. D'haynu nomi ka ofa parea. D'iskish latuma. D'kulu mehem neba. Hilkach nesra lov. V'im eno rotzel ashkosa. Yotzevi tinksuba. V'rebelezel tamei. He holds that you don't need edus for the stira. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Sheyisu V'yitnu B'muzoros B'levana Kolomar Mishum Stira She'ein Bo Beis Eidim Einu Neseres Olav. Because Rabbi Yeshua L'Tanei D'Omer Mashgal Pishnayim Miu K'Sheyisu V'yitnu Muzoros B'levana B'Pritzusa Mechur HaDover V'Tei. Right, Lysa, once there's rumors about her that she was Mizana, so even though there's no stira, bona fide stira, still it's not nice to keep such a woman. Now we're talking where there was a bona fide stira, either according to Rabbi Lezer without Edim, but we know for sure that she was Nister, or according to Rabbi Yeshua that there were two Edim on the Stira, but we don't know what happened from these Edim. Now one aid comes along and says, I know what was going on in the room, she was Mizana. Lo haisa shosa, de'ed echad neman bo. One, la'af la'af sidak subasa, shuraglaim ledover. Umikroya fin lo kamom masnisa, we'll learn from Psukim how we know that even one aid is neman to say she was Mizana, and she loses her ksuba. And she's also to her husband. Hareilu nemonim aflaposel miksubasa. Shelo tishte velo titol ksubasa. Chamosa bas chamosa tsarosa v'yidimta. Eishes achi ba'ala. Yidimta is the wife of her, of husband's brother. Afhi kitsarosa. Because she could potentially be her tsara if the husband will die without children. V'sonas, and v'sonasa, she hates her, shedoago himena, shesofa lio sarosa. Right, she even imagines, even if she has children, children may die. So therefore, what's it called? She may be her tzara in the end. Im yomus ba'ala, below bonim, tishyabim le ba'ala, ubas ba'ala, me'isha acheres, elu chamish noshim sonos osa, ubivimonis v'forish taima, amai sonula, ve'ena nemonis la l'shum eda shehila rasa. Any aidist that's to her detriment, these five women are not believed. Here the Torah says that even an echad is believed, so they're believed also. But they're not to believe the Gabi the Mominus. But they're believed at least that we don't let her go through the process and she's also to her husband. Shahoya bedin, shelo yehe neman bo eid echad, imlo migzeres akosuv. Wouldn't be for gzeres akosuv, Svara would tell me an eid echad is not believed to say she was Mizana. Because if eid echad is not believed for the kinu in stira, koske, not for the znus. Harishona stira, she'eno sarte serolim, stira, which you do need aidus for. And that doesn't answer her forever. Ela ad shetishta, she has a way out, she can drink. And this goes according to Rabbi Yeshua that you need edus on the stira. Edus achrona tuma call edus sheyeshba neman ba v'nigmari afin in law the hachi kamar trei lesba elo echad aid ein ba. There's no edus, but there is an aid echad, and she's usher. The kamar v'hi lo nisbasa, if she wasn't four, she's usher. Le Mesra Alma Mehemet, even one aid is believed. She as Osartis Rolam, so we can make a Kavachomer the other way, that the aid is on Znus, which asks her forever, Ki the Omer Besot, the Sophic, me Nitma, the Nitma, the Koshkin Vadois, right, even if what's it called, Sothik is also to her husband, she doesn't go through the process. Surely if we know for sure she was Mizana, she's also to her husband. Eid Omer Nitmeis, the Eid Omer Lo Nitmeis, Okichad Badichad, the Harayik is fake of a Shosa. The two cancel each other out, and she drinks. Ushnaim Omerim Lo Nitmeis, Kolomar, Lo Nitmeis Bifanecha. We're testifying you didn't see her being Mizana. So Mavakal the Eid. Shekishibos umatsa shenistru yachad gam onu hayinu imcha ubefanenu lo nitma. We were there too, and we were also peeking through a window, and we didn't see her being nitma. It could be that he couldn't say that, because then for sure she wasn't nitma. But we, what's it called? You Taina, you were peeking through the window. We saw you the whole time. You weren't peeking through any windows, so we know for sure you didn't see her being mizan. What? Yeah, it's not really Zomimim, because it's not over here Aedis of that they wanted to kill her or whatever. Think of Asra or whatever. It's not Aedis. But it's the same idea, Zomimim. They're Mavatal the Aed. But it's no Aed of Zomimim over here, because the Ufanenolo Nitmas. Harin Stali Ko Eid Hazer, and also it's only an Eid Echod. So there's no din of even though Torah believed him, it's not Eidus. It's a Nemonis that he has. Now, Ubitlu Devorah Ne Hashnaim. So these two are Mavatl, the first one, completely. It's not like there's one against two. There's no one anymore. Before these ones came, they were still the same suffix. Maybe she was Mizana. The only thing we know is this guy who testified that she was Mizana, he's a liar. More will explain why you need all these different cases.